Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll, baby.
All right, well, this whole thing in Uvalde, trying to get to the bottom of what happened. They've been having all these town hall meetings. They were trying to get that police captain fired, basically. I don't know if you watched any of that stuff. He was trying to request time off, and there's all this stuff. Did you watch that snow gun?
I saw that.
It was amazing. That was like a citizen, just like a mother who lived there or whatever, and said, look, we're not on the council, and the rules have already been amended 2 years ago, and we'd have to wait this long. But what you can do is basically not grant him his leave. And if you don't grant him his leave, then he won't be showing up.
Well, he has three times to miss.
Right. And then, because he'd already missed twice, right?
Right.
And they said, so if he misses again, then he could lose his job. Like, this is what they were trying to do to get this guy ousted. Meanwhile,
right,
you've got other people in Texas who are in charge of this investigation saying this was a complete and utter failure by the police.
State and local officials in Texas are suing the state's Department of Public Safety over access to records involving the response to the mass shooting out of Uvalde.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
There's just so many bad things that seem to come out every couple of days.
Did you see the cop whose wife was inside?
Yes, yes.
And they took his gun?
He tried to go in to help, and they took his gun from him?
And told him to go away?
I mean, I don't want to be like the internet, as we discussed earlier, and, you know, get angry when I don't have all the information.
Right.
But every time we get more information, it's just bad. It's just bad information.
God.
And then you wonder how many times something, you know, not exactly like this, but something similar has happened where there's been an attempted cover-up. And what goes into, and I'm not saying that necessarily there's a cover-up going on here, but boy, it sure looks like
it. They sure make it seem like it.
And you just wonder in the past, before the internet, before social media, before you just went home and you got on Reddit and you saw the top video of the day was a city council meeting from, you know, however many hundreds of miles away, that it was possible. Because I see these allegations, people saying, yeah, what they used to do is they would say, well, this person has an agenda and they're a liberal whatever, and this person hates police officers, and they're all, I mean, we know that according to that mother who did the first interview, she said that the cops tried to violate her probation.
Right.
If you talk to the press, well, violate
her
probation, what is going on? That's the kind of thing that you see when you're watching a movie and it's happening in another country, and you go, yeah, you know, that happens in China. You got no freedom over there. The police, you don't want to mess with them because, you know, they'll violate your probation. They'll say you did something wrong when you didn't. It looks like it happens here. And this Uvalde thing, the images that they released on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day that was, from inside the school, just every time I see the breakdown, this is how long it took the cops to get there. It was like 3 or 4 minutes. That's a pretty good response time. And then how long it took them from the time they got there to the time they actually went to go get the shooter. It's unbelievable to me, and I don't know what they're trained to do, but we saw that interview that one cop did, you know, for all the national outlets saying, no, this is the opposite. We are trained and we train to go find the shooter and engage them and try and take them out. The idea that these cops say, look, we need rifles because all we've got is handguns and he's got a rifle. I'm thinking like, yeah, but there's a bunch of you in the – there's kids. Like, I don't know. Okay, but then it's like we need more equipment. Okay. Then they said we were waiting on a key, but we find out that they weren't actually waiting on a key and that the door to the classroom wasn't locked and that maybe they'd never even checked to see if the classroom was locked. That teacher who said that he saw the kids go up to the window like, hey, police, over here, we're here, and they just walked by.
Right.
Again, I don't know that that's exactly what happened. This is one person's account, but God, man, every day it's just more and more and more stuff about the situation, and I don't know how you paint this as a positive or try and get out of this if you're the police.
Well, they're going to try.
They're trying. They're right. really trying, but luckily...
But they're hoping is that it just goes away.
Yes, and that the attention will start to
wane. Forget about it. And yeah. I hate to say it, that something else bad happens.
Yep. Yeah, so that the media will just kind of stop following this. We'll stop posting these videos of their town halls, and just like we did with every other shooting.
Right? And every other... Exactly.
And it just goes away eventually. And yes, for those people who were there who were affected by it personally, who lost family members, it never goes away. The rest was... They were trying to get our attention who knows how many times, and they couldn't. Hopefully this time they keep the cameras pointed at them and figure out what was going on. Speaking of... I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on, Lazo. You're the football fan. I was going to say that there's some drama going on here, but Goodell, I keep seeing the stuff about how he's facing pressure because of the stuff about the Washington Generals and how he handled all these allegations, what was going on within the organization. Now, there were allegations made about several organizations, right? And there have been a couple of different people who've made allegations. The NFL seems like they're pretty good at dealing with stuff like this and covering stuff up in the past, or at least allegedly. When I keep seeing Roger Goodell's face and they keep saying like, yeah, we need answers. We need to know what was happening here. This is one of those stories where when we first saw those text messages that got released because
of Gruden.
Belichick, right, was, well, yes, and then Gruden came out and said something as well.
Are you talking about
both?
Belichick was the Miami thing.
Right, exactly.
But Gruden was caught up in those emails in Washington.
Right.
Now, Gruden suing Washington.
Right.
And the NFL saying, why am I... Is it only my emails that have been released?
Which I think was
a legitimate
question. Right. Like, why was it him? And it looked an awful lot to the general public like, oops, well, they saw this or this word got out somehow. So now we have to punish you. Isn't that what it seemed like? And then it disappeared for a while. And now it's kind of making a comeback. These different allegations of all kinds of things going on behind closed doors in the NFL.
The NFL commissioner is facing tough questions after a hearing in Congress today over how the league is handling the investigation into the alleged toxic culture of the Washington Commanders. Today, a member of the House committee said the team's owner, Daniel Snyder, conducted a, quote, shadow investigation to bury the findings of an official internal investigation.
I mean, there's a lot, I'm sure, that needs to be addressed. I'm sure he has to do all kinds of things like this on a regular basis. When you've got three or four, though, in an off season that come up, three or four high-profile ones like this, and I don't know what kind of changes they make permanently. There was the stuff from the cheerleaders, you know, talking about what it's like to be a cheerleader, and those allegations seem pretty believable, the Rooney Rule, all these things. What Goodell has going for him is that almost everybody loves football. Yeah. Almost everybody, right?
Of course they do.
I mean, that's really... He can use that to his benefit. With the police, you had a segment of the United States that was already angry at the police. That still hadn't really gotten over the summer of 2020. Was that when the protests were, right? And so I think you saw a lot of people with the Uvalde thing saying, look, this is what we're telling you. You know, police can be crooked and they're not all great. And these blue lives matter. There's blind loyalty. With football, what Goodell has going for him is that no one likes these allegations.
Football has people who should hate it, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like That's a group exactly of it. Women... who are anti-violence, right? Anti-white cis males, right? Anti-domestic violence, right? Which we all should be. But I will give you nothing. I will support nothing, right? We'll be at every stadium this year cheering on teams that have turned a blind eye to that kind of stuff.
Yes. We want it to
and,
be fixed.
Right. So it's like, I see you. I know you. I know in the off season you're real loud and vocal. When your wide receiver does something and he plays for your Cleveland team, you're still out there on Sunday. I'm not saying you shouldn't be, right? I don't care. You can be a hypocrite all you want. But that's what the NFL knows. They know you're not going anywhere.
Yes.
And they've already proven it.
This investigation.
They know they got men.
Right. Oh,
they got us. And then they're like, we got the women too.
Most of them.
Yep. We got them too.
Yep. And that Washington Post investigation that sparked the whole Washington Generals thing, they found those allegations of sexual harassment spanning from like 2006 to 2019. When I see stuff like that, again, there's just so many things that were going on at once with the texting with Belichick, with the allegations that, hey, you know, why were you reading my emails?
Right.
Because the Gruden thing was. And I mean, we don't have to go into the details of that now, but that whole thing was curious, to say the least. I'm not defending Gruden or the allegations against him. I'm not saying that they weren't true. I just thought it was odd.
He
was the only one. Like, we're going to go through here, look at this stuff. And I saw Republicans during this testimony saying, like, hey, you know, we don't think that Congress should be investigating a private business like this anyway. And I thought, well, doesn't that happen, though? Isn't that what a lot of these, if you go back throughout time, but maybe not. You think of all the high-profile investigations. I guess a lot of them are looking into organized crime and stuff like that. But I feel like they've investigated. We bring Mark Zuckerberg up and talk to him, but that's like allegations, I guess, about fair business practices and things. I don't know. Has there not been an investigation or some sort of a questioning, at least, about allegations of a toxic work environment?
Of course,
seems like there have been. So it seems like a weird thing to say we shouldn't be doing
this. I bet there's 72 million sexual harassment cases going on in trial right now.
Right. I'm saying for Congress to bring that to them and for them
Congress.
To ask. Yeah,
because the government.
The Republicans were saying, like, hey, we shouldn't be doing these investigations or shouldn't be having these hearings. We're looking into a private business. And I thought, I think that's part of what you do. Because it's kind of how this whole thing works. We have a government for when business fails us, right? If you make a complaint to your CEO and say, hey, there's sexual harassment going on in this workplace and you feel like the CEO is ignoring you, then I feel like that's a time that you can make those accusations to, I don't know, the attorney general or whoever it is. And maybe I'm wrong. Because really, when they said that, I was trying to think about it. I was like, I think that's normal, but I could absolutely be wrong. The American scientist, I don't know if you knew about this, Lazo. He is a nuclear scientist, like a weapons scientist. He's been in the Ukraine. He was captured, and the United States has been trying to get this guy out. And this is an example. We talk about the Brittany Griner thing. They were trying to keep this guy low profile so that, you know, I guess the Russians weren't looking for him to try and take him back to Moscow and make him a higher price target than he already was. But the Americans successfully rescued this guy, and he's okay, and he's already doing interviews.
This morning, new details of that daring rescue operation of an American nuclear scientist from Ukraine. You can see John Spohr here in white as he's rescued just outside Mariupol. The team, led by American nonprofit group Project Dynamo, working with local Ukrainian security. Spohr had been living in Mariupol for several years before the Russians invaded, and as Putin's forces laid siege to the city, Spohr went into hiding. He says that Russian-backed Chechen fighters ransacked his home.
They were hunting me. They wanted to find me, and they wanted to get the information that I have in my head.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like, if someone says, you know, if you got kids and someone's asking at school, like, "Where's your dad?" Like, "Oh, he's a nuclear scientist. He's credited with coming up with a bunch of sensitive technology that's found in dozens of laser-guided weapon systems used across U.S. military." You'd go, "Okay, yeah, seriously though, where's your dad? He just doesn't show up anymore."
Right.
But they got him. I don't know how they got him out of there, but they got him. And that's another thing too. I've seen plenty of stories about what's going on in Ukraine, but the idea of being in your home and suddenly the Russian-backed Chechens are coming looking
Russian
for you.
Backed Chechens.
I don't want Russian-backed Chechens coming to look for me. Who was looking for Doc in Back to the Future? That was somebody different, wasn't it?
Syrians?
Was that who it was? Was it the Syrians? Just the idea, like,
Russian-backed Chechens.
That sounds bad.
Chechens are coming for
they
you.
They ransacked your
and
home?
And that's bad.
Really
bad. I don't want the Chechens, but they're like, no, these are Russian-backed Chechens.
The Libyans,
that's who it was, yeah. The Russian-backed Chechen sounds quite ominous. And when they said that they ransacked his home.
Also a good name for a band.
It is. It's not bad. Well, wasn't there a band called, I don't know how they found me, but they did or something like that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I think
right.
That's isn't that from Back to the Future,
sure
too, right? I don't know how they found me, Marty. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Something. I'm close, I think. Lazo, you were just talking about shark attacks the other day, and I saw that there was a shark attack in California. Exactly what you were talking about. It looks to me like this surfer was on his surfboard paddling, go out, and Lazo had just explained to me that, who was it that told you this? Like a surf instructor?
Yeah, surf instructor.
That when you get on your surfboard and you're paddling, when the shark's looking up,
you look like a big turtle.
Look like a turtle.
So it doesn't really want to eat a person. It sees the board, and it sees two legs, two arms, and it sees this big thing paddling, and it thinks, oh, look at that. That's a giant turtle. I'll eat it. That's why when you find out, like, if a shark comes in, like, you'll be like, oh, it bit his leg and then left, right? Like, took his leg with him and left. It's because it realized it wasn't a turtle. It doesn't really want to eat you.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, gross. Make these discoveries. Like, do they have conversations with the sharks, you know? Like, it just, they seem really sure of it for not having.
Well, I'm sure they do have conversations with the sharks. I don't know how else they'd know. They're like, hey, we'd just like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah,
why
really
did you attack
so
Carl?
Like, I thought it was a turtle.
I think it's a turtle.
Yeah, thought he was a turtle. I mean, just look at it and like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. We got to start telling people about this. We got to warn them. This guy.
Well, I think maybe they just do a study and they find out that they eat a lot of turtles.
Yeah, and they're like, you know what? You look
and
like
and then
a
they're
turtle.
Like, oh, that looks like turtles. And then, but what do they do with the turtles? What do they do with the people? They probably, you know, put all this information together in some sort of giant study and they say, you know, hey, try not to make yourself look like a turtle.
Well, this happened.
I mean, roll out like I this with your legs straight.
I right. understand why that would be true. I just feel like we're putting words in sharks' mouths.
I suppose it probably is a theory. It's a hypothesis, but it sounds like a pretty good one to me. This happened in Pacific Grove, and this guy, last I checked, he was in critical condition, but they said that he's still alive. The people that found him, that saw him bleeding there, happened to be a police officer and a nurse. And the police officer knew how to do tourniquets and was getting people to help him with the tourniquets. And obviously the nurse was there to help give him some medical care until the ambulance arrived.
We're getting a report that somebody got attacked by a shark. They're still in the water, and there are about four people in the water trying to get to them.
Officers responding to the report of a shark attack at Lovers Point Beach in Pacific Grove, California. The victim swimming about 150 yards offshore when the attack happened.
We could hear someone calling for help, 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 and then splashing the water.
Oh, I saw they interviewed
150 yards is pretty far out.
And they interviewed another surfer, you know, exactly what you'd imagine, a California surfer guy, probably in his 40s, but looks sort of like he's 25, great shape, sure. Great tan, long hair. And he's like, man, I looked out there. Yeah, just like you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, when I looked, I heard the screams, and then I saw the blood. And the blood was like, and he starts doing this with his hands, like, it was like a table, or I guess like a car. It was like a car. Yeah, like a car size of blood. And I was like, dude, there's no way. If I saw that, if someone was screaming and I saw that much blood right there, I'm vomiting. And then they got to get me out of the water, too, because I just had a panic attack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.